Happy Valentine's Day,
which was Monday.
Which was already which happened.
February penis.
Mm-hmm. It happened already.
Well, I was born February penis 19 dickity penis.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm in Houston. Tomorrow I'll be in Austin all through the weekend.
I was born in the year 19.
I'll be in Dallas on Sunday, then San Francisco, Vancouver, St. Louis, Chicago. I love it being February.
Yeah, and this weekend I'm in Boston at Hideout Comedy.
I love that it is February.
I love February. It's one of my favorite months.
It's February 16th.
I like just getting months out of the way, and the fact that it's shorter than the rest.
Well, and also it was just my birthday. We were just all in Vegas for my birthday.
Yep, we got matching suits, and we did kind of a hangover.
We did Halcus's 3, mm-hmm. where we showed up to Vegas with guns, and we were like, "Give us all the fucking money you
we
got."
We stole all the pussy. We stole every single pussy.
We did Halcus's 3. We went to the Bunny Ranch, and we just took all the pussy we wanted. Nick was the Chinese guy. He was folded up.
What?
You were folded up.
Yeah, he's the.
You were sneaking in through the vents.
He makes himself into a pretzel.
Yeah,
that's and he sneaks true. Into.
I was
the pussy.
Both George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
I was Julia Roberts.
You know, you were a Reuben.
The Elliot Gould character.
You were Elliot Gould, but broke,
I'll take that.
But broke.
I'll take that. I'll take the Elliot Gould character.
Elliot Gould was sick in that.
Honestly, if me as an old man could have that
style, you're not. You can't pull that off.
The thick plastic glasses.
Let's be honest.
Ascot and smoking jacket.
Let's be
style.
Honest. I could. There's a way my life goes where I end up like that.
Yeah, but you don't have the.
I don't have the Jewish soul
to fill it out.
Well, that's not what Jews have.
What are you talking about?
How's your internet? Nick just got internet. He's checking his MPPS.
He just got internet and cable.
And in fact, we are currently watching Texas.
Storage Wars Texas.
Storage Wars Texas.
And it's amazing how many channels you can get on cable these days.
Yeah.
True. Bullshit Wars is what I call it.
Whoa, yeah. Dude. Chill out.
Yeah, it's all crap.
I think you have to use the Apple remote for the volume.
The Apple remote.
No, it just needs to.
So you need to fucking get your sight lines correct, bro.
You can get a little IR repeater.
Yeah, you got to go to Radio Shack for that, huh? They still got those?
No, you don't have to go to fucking Radio Shack. What are you talking about?
What are you talking? You got to go talk to a guy.
No, you don't.
To get a little sensor.
You got to talk to a guy about.
No, I don't have to talk to any guys.
You got to talk to a doctor since your dick is. Mm-hmm. Not working and it's a vagina.
All the people I go to see in my
life.
That's
so true.
All the people I go to see in my life, chicks.
All the pee holes.
No, that's not
true. Hot chick doctors, hot chick therapists.
Women don't like you, dude.
Nobody likes you.
That's not true. I mean, it is a little bit. I think almost every woman.
You're a misogynist. You're homophobic. You're racist.
Don't give me labels, okay? I don't believe in labels.
You're a homophobic.
It's interesting because women don't like you, but it's not like you're that much of a bro either.
No,
you just don't really have that many corners in the world where
I'm somehow
welcome,
unthreatening, and unlikable at the same time.
Hilarious.
They don't
combo.
Think I'm gonna rape them, but they still.
But they don't want you around.
Don't
want
to be around.
That doesn't mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just.
I don't have a rapey
look
vibe.
That looks awesome. Where's that from?
Marco's. Marco's Pizza.
Well, how are they gonna just have a new chain pizza?
Where's that from? They got it here. Should I go get Marco's Pizza?
It looks very good. Oh, we got Terry Bradshaw on a commercial for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Whoa, what the? Oh, I was pissed off that he replaced Ed McMahon, but I realized he's been dead for years.
Yeah. Well, he's smiling down on Terry, the country singing quarterback from
the
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Did you guys think when you were little kids that you could possibly win the Publishers Clearinghouse?
No.
I
never thought I could win anything.
I always dreamt of it, dude.
That wasn't a dream.
Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, dude, I could be rich. Like from a little, when I was a little ass kid.
I get a big check. That's much bigger than
Other check.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw that commercial when they would like, because they, didn't they do almost like specials? Where they would knock, they like did extended commercials where they knocked on people's doors and made it look like a TV show. But it was really commercial.
Yeah.
I remember for like weeks after that, whenever anybody knocked on the door, I was like, oh, hell yeah. It's Publishers Clearing House.
Yeah.
We're about to.
How do you even enter for that?
I don't fucking know. But I was fucking like a fat little 6-year-old who didn't want to be poor.
Yeah. It is true. I did wish that my parents weren't
Jewish.
What's going on, man? You got Wi-Fi problems?
A little bit.
Wow, it seems like Fios is getting 1 star.
No, it's not Fios. It's probably the piece of shit Airport Extreme.
Mm. Wow, it looks like Apple is getting 1 star.
Apple is definitely getting 1 star. It's funny, because I had to cancel Optimum to get this. Mm-hmm. And anytime you need to like cancel service or downgrade service, they just connect you with their retention department. Mm-hmm. They put you on with this.
Will they beg you to stay?
Yeah, they put you on with a spicy Latina. That's,
mm-hmm. Papi, no, why you leave me?
Not even, dude. It's like, yeah, I need to cancel my service. You're like, okay, what's going on?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they don't what do you mean you need to cancel?
They don't even want to seduce you. They're just like treating you like shit.
No, okay, why are you switching? Because we can actually get you a better price.
They're pushing.
Like, well, you didn't.
You had your chance,
you
bitch.
Had your chance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm gone.
You blew it. You blew your chance with me.
You blew it.
Yeah.
But I have a gun.
Now maybe you can wait around for some Indian guy.
Yep.
Some Indian guy who's got some boring job, and then you can take your Otezla.
Yep.
Generic brand Premalast.
Oh yeah, I think it's for some kind of skin disease.
Yeah, it seems like it's if you're addicted to going on boats with 14-year-olds.
Yeah,
from what I can see.
There's Adam.
Yeah,
the gay guy.
This guy immediately just gets beaten up.
Seems like a commercial that you know I could maybe go out for someday. Guy
Dibs.
Like that.
Dibs on her.
She's hot. I would probably fuck her if I was in the commercial.
I would fuck her.
I'd be like, you know, the character's gay, but in real life, I'm unthreatening and unlikable. Maybe women just want to be threatened. Maybe that's my problem.
That's you got to be a little threatening.
Maybe they just want
to. They
feel
have
like,
to sense
this
that
guy
you're
could,
threatening.
This
but
guy
that you
could
won't
snap.
Do it.
Yeah,
this
we're doing.
This
a
guy
rare,
could snap, but he's chosen not to.
A rare late night. At home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
It's our first late night since the
5:40.
Yeah, it hasn't been dark out. Adam, what are you doing this evening?
I am making dinner for the girl.
What are you making?
I think I'm going to make a bolognese. Ooh. I haven't made one in a while. It's a cold night.
Ooh. Would you consider maybe giving her a plans change text and we can hang out with a friend of ours? Check out the new. Check out all the channels. Well,
doing cocaine to watch cable.
You watch way more TV.
We got a Christmas movie.
It makes the commercials a lot better.
The cable connection here,
because that's pretty much 30 seconds is pretty much all the attention span you have.
That's great. That's great. Next.
Yes. Oh, I like that. I like pharmaceutical. Thanks for telling me the side effects. Thanks for telling me the side effects.
I haven't done cocaine since I didn't even do it at the cabin, I don't think, this time.
No.
I haven't done cocaine since the last cabin. Can you believe? Wait, psych. Where did I do it?
Psych indeed.
I did it somewhere. For some I think
probably at a guy's house.
It was at a hot girl's house and she was like, please do this. Take a break from just pounding my pussy so well to do a little cocaine.
And then
I was like, all right, if that's what you want,
she was just trying to get your dick soft. So
she was like, it's too hard.
Yeah,
I need something to soften it up.
She was like, oh, this sucks. What's one way I can make his dick?
No, she didn't say it sucks. She didn't say this sucks.
What's one way?
She's saying this is great.
What's one way
but
I can watch
getting,
him?
But I can feel that in just, a couple more minutes, it's going to be too much.
Just pulling.
So before
pulling
that happens.
His penis like a piece of gum. Saying, like, give me 5 more minutes. Nick, look at that.
What is it?
You're going to love that. Oh, you're going to love that, Nick.
Look at that pocket knife.
Oh, Nick, come on. Look up.
You're missing
you're
it.
Gonna, that's going to be your favorite thing in the world.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's a whole rack.
It's a rack.
Wow.
It's a pocket knife.
Let's it's a Swiss Army knife, but it's about, whoa, what would that be
wow,
like?
I
he cut himself.
I cut myself.
Oh, I have AIDS now.
It has probably 100 tools on it.
I got HIV and I'm gay. Let me tell you something about me.
This is, his name's Victor, which is short for Vinny.
Yeah. And just so everyone is at home, just so they
we're
know,
we're watching Storage Wars,
season one, episode two,
Storage Wars, Texas,
Bounty Hunter Bubba Fett.
Oh, wow.
And we're currently at minute
30. Oh, and this
30.
Is an episode, I think, I believe, with the former defensive back.
I don't think he's on it, is he?
I think, isn't that him right there? Of the Dallas Cowboys, Roy Williams. Apparently, he does 5 episodes.
Roy Williams was
this show
on Storage Wars.
Not the wide receiver, Roy Williams.
The all-pro safety.
The safety.
That was a great
I don't know
one.
Why that fart yeah. sounded like Ray Romano. Yeah.
That was a great... Oof.
It had like a... It
smells.
It had a Ray Romano quality.
Like a clown.
Wow.
Dude, that was textbook.
Yeah.
When you fart on mic, that's exactly how you want it to
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, no, bravissimo.
I'm taking the rest of the episode off. That no, was
you clocked in and you clock out, buddy.
I did my work, dude.
Listen. You got your work done early.
Well, we were talking about, so there was some rich vein of conversation we were in the middle of tapping.
Women like to feel threatened.
No. Just moments ago.
Yeah, before women like to walk down the street and feel that at any moment she could be fatally struck by a throwing star.
Mm-hmm. That's why they like true crime yeah. shit. That's why they like the murder news.
I think they like true crime because they're in their house not potentially getting murdered and raped.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the rare time they don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, because women don't. They have no sense of community. So they love hearing about...
What about the wing?
They love hearing about other women
well,
being raped
women
and murdered.
Not all women can afford to have a
because,
community.
Because they're like, you know, they take someone out of the pool.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So they're happy.
Yeah. They are. They're nothing.
That's why women don't really like sports. Now, if sports was just like...
The loser was a woman who
imagine,
got killed.
Yeah, imagine a football field and there's 100 women on there and then there's a man with a sniper rifle sitting on top slowly picking all of them off.
Mm.
They'd be like, I love the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I don't need a guy to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't need... And until they get to the women that are about as attractive as them, and then they're like,
right.
This is misogyny.
Yeah.
This is misogyny. Don't shoot the... There's like a huge fat bitch. They're like, no, don't shoot the one that's really funny and cool and smart. Don't shoot that one. And she's also beautiful. She's as beautiful as the women you already killed that I didn't have a problem with you killing because they were probably had bad personalities. I get so fired up about the Super Bowl.
No! So you think if that were the case, women would love that?
Yeah,
they would
really
be more into football.
They're just constantly trying to destroy one another.
Mm, that is so fucking true.
There's no friendship. There, I genuinely believe male friendship is a real thing.
Whereas I don't understand humanity in any context, which is why the only sport that I like watching is the Mecum car auction.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sport?
Yeah. Well, you root for the cars
to get bought.
Yeah,
to have a high value
to be purchased. Yeah, yeah. To be appreciated and purchased.
Mm-hmm. Well, whoa, like, these fat Texas guys got little D'Artagnan swords. That's awesome.
I like it because it makes me feel like the Three Musketeers, one of my favorite candies.
It's a good candy.
Yeah, I'll eat
any candy, to be honest with you.
There's a team on Storage Wars Texas that's 200-300-plus Texan guys that we've decided are in a romantic entanglement with one another.
I think they're in a throuple. They have a woman who calls the shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're her little fuck pigs.
This seems to be some kind of BDSM outfit.
Oh, Boba Fett.
Hey, look at me. I'm Wally.
No, it's a bunch of, what do you call it, Renaissance fair shit.
Mm-hmm.
Night stuff.
This guy looks like Kababa Fett with that.
Oh, Lord of the Rings action figures in the box.
More toy cars. Basically, what we look for is anything we can fit up our ass.
We want to put them up our asses. That everything's bigger in text. That includes a man's colon.
Mm-hmm.
A man's asshole. That's interesting. That's a way to trap Texas guys.
It's very funny to
be like, if everything's bigger in Texas, your asshole bigger too.
To have this on in the background and be like, make fun of this. Well, what has he got there?
Yeah. What is that? No. That's in it.
I wonder how much that's worth.
No, this is a great show.
This one's
dude.
Good. They're opening a nerd's storage container.
This is a fucking
it's
sick
got
show.
Star Wars shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking jealous.
Would you ever hang yourself with the nerd's rope stuff?
I don't think it would hold me. No. I'm also not going to kill myself, let's be honest.
All right.
I love to live.
You'll let nature run its course.
If you're slowly killing yourself every day with your habits. So you don't,
right.
You don't need the big...
Exactly. I'm not a drama queen like you who's going to kill yourself at a big...
He's like, guys, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Guys, I swear to God.
I dignify...
I've had enough of this mortal play.
I'm an artist.
Guys...
I'm dignifyingly slowly killing myself.
My histrionics.
And having a good time, by the way.
I've earned my histrionics by developing beautiful pieces of art such as Bitch Super Bowl. Such as the girl Super Bowl.
You get to be a diva. You know, it's so funny. It's like right before every episode starts, we don't say this to the audience, but I'm going to say it. Nick is in his dressing room and he's got a fucking like what do you call it? A gown. Yeah. A silk
come
gown.
On, Adam. You had a good thing going.
God
man.
Damn it.
No.
I'm not coming out.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
And we're like, keep Nick, you're beautiful. Nick, like, everyone loves
everyone
you. Come
loves
on,
you,
let's
dude.
Start the episode.
They love you, dude.
You think I'm some sort of old bitch?
Yeah.
You think I'm over the hill?
No, I'm doing the old queen from Paris is Burning. The one they found a mummy in her apartment. You remember that?
I don't remember.
Is
that the one that gets murdered by a...
Is it Paris Sachet? Is that the name?
No, that's a comedian.
That's a comic from DC.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe it's the DC. Same person. Or they had the same name, and
I don't think so.
It does sound like a Paris is Burning name.
Yeah,
but
it's not
the name
Paris
is called
part.
Paris is Burning.
It's not the Paris
and
part.
And what
it's
they
the
do
sachet
is sachet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's definitely not one of their names.
I mean, you know, maybe they're not that creative.
Mm-hmm.
That's well, no, they're very creative. Mm-hmm. All of slang comes from black
friends. What's
Lil Wayne the Fireman? That was a reference to him putting out the fire. He was gonna. Put a stop to
wee 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 wee.
What
wee,
would your
wee.
What would your Paris is Burning name be, Stop?
Lungessica.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Lungessica.
Lungessica.
Mm-hmm. Lungessica.
Like yeah, Lungessica.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. That's the first
good.
Draft.
Yeah.
What
I'm
about
trying
you?
To remember the name conventions.
Yeah, I don't know. They call them legends.
Can I say?
Yeah.
They come up with the best phrases of all time. Literally, all slang starts there. But the one that's been going around a lot is serving cunt for looking awesome, and that's great.
Yeah.
They rule, dude.
Serving cunt is, I thought it's that you look like a woman, you're passing as a female.
I just think it means...
That's what I assumed it meant.
I just think... It me yeah maybe but I think it you know trickles down into looking
yeah white women are like yes I'm doing that too
I'm serving cunt
I'm also a
yeah obviously they ruined it went, by the time it's gotten to me it's been ruined
I'm also
but the first time I saw serving cunt I smiled so big that's so awesome
mm-hmm.
Cunt is so good to use in a positive. British people, that's the one good thing British people do is they use cunt a lot.
Eliminate bladder leaks in 12 weeks.
Yeah, this.
Sorry, isn't that called pissing yourself?
That take that, Manovo. Wow.
This looks like an app that you hook up to your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put something in your pussy.
It's wires that go to your iPhone. The other half goes into your pussy.
And if your phone tells you that you're peeing your pants. Wow, that is dark.
Sirloin steak with garlic.
That lady?
No, that ad where you need your cell phone to tell you.
We're watching a different ad now, and there's a black woman just trying to make dinner.
No, that is not what I meant.
Another racist Adam Friedland moment.
That is not what I meant.
Living.
Well, you know, South African, what can you do? A white man from South Africa.
We were not part of that.
Okay, we've covered this.
He's actually a...
Somebody needs to do the books.
He's actually Mouth Givrican.
Mouth Givrican?
Yeah, that's his ethnicity.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true, Adam?
He's given mouth.
Yeah, I was from Mouth Africa.
For real?
Yeah.
And that's a country where you suck cock?
Yeah, but then like white people came and tried to make the sucking cock all about them.
Mm.
They stole sucking cock.
And you were one of them,
mm-hmm.
enthusiastically. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's why your dad chose to move there.
Yeah, that's why my ancestors in Eastern Europe were like, Fivel, we're not going to New York.
Let's go ahead and read
we're
that.
We're going to Mouth
Ian,
Africa.
Ian Fidance.
Oh, yeah. Guys,
there's a pretty good one.
Let's just go through Ian's tweets.
There was an awesome...
It's the Ian Report.
This is the Ian Update.
Ian had an awesome tweet that we really enjoyed earlier.
And everyone should go, even if you're not on Twitter, sign up for an account, Let's get this thing fucking viral.
Yeah, you know, this will be awesome because we are.
Retweet.
Okay, to be fair, to be honest, we are pre-recording this one because of some advertising stuff.
This is going to be in
January. So this is literally a month later. So
we'll give you the time and date.
Let's get this fucking... Ian is going to... When this episode comes out, this tweet is going to fucking pop off for Ian. He's not going to know why. Perfect. Ian... On 4:42 p.m. at 1:14:22, tweeted, "The gentrified urge to open the third coffee shop on one block in Brooklyn."
Okay, so if you're at home right now in February, you guys are probably feeling good after Valentine's Day. Just give that a little
retweet. Give that an RT. Give that a like.
We want that to have at least 100,000 likes.
Have you ever noticed that in gentrified neighborhoods,
you have
coffee shops?
They're, well, on the same block. And
the same block.
You know.
I'm not allowed to talk about
it. And interesting, there's an urge to do that. There's a gentrified urge.
Hold on a second. You are allowed to talk about it.
No, we're not.
They got nothing. They got nothing on us.
They really do have nothing, but I'm going to take the win.
Well, no, they raised the money.
Like a gentleman. Oh, they got it?
And good for them. I
they raised the money, and they had one anonymous donor give it to them.
That would be so awesome.
One anonymous donor who doesn't want his name shared.
So anyway, the gentrified urge to open the third coffee shop on one block in Brooklyn. I love when neighborhoods get urges.
He's like, he's bringing this thing. He's like, so what is this, like a knife or something?
Yeah.
What the hell is this thing?
I also have the urge to buy...
DietSmoke.com.
Yes.
I have the urge to buy high quality Delta 8 gummies. How about the getting stoned urge to buy your third pack of Diet Smoke Delta 8 gummies?
The bong urge to have a transplant from weed over to Delta 8 gummies.
Wow. Diet Smoke.
Wait, hold up. Sorry to Swiss Army knife was worth $900.
Whoa. Would you like to own that, Nick? A huge Swiss Army knife?
Of course Nick would like that.
No, that's stupid.
Just to have in your house.
You have multiple Swiss Army knives depending on what you plan to do for the day.
Yeah.
Interesting. You wouldn't want one master?
No.
No, he has like a wall of them.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's choosing his tools for the day.
Oh, fuck.
I wonder what tools you would choose, Adam.
What?
Perhaps a give Philip head screwdriver?
Yeah, give Philip head screwdriver.
No, what I would choose actually is...
That's the only tool you've ever used in your life, and you use it every day.
No, I would...
Very clever. Very clever, guys. But what I would actually...
My boyfriend's name is Alan Red.
No, that's not... No.
I take it back. You've used two tools.
Very clever, but what I would
use... But you do use both of them every
some
day.
Some high-quality Delta 8 edibles.
Chewable tablets.
Chewable tablets.
That's
what I would choose.
From our friends over at Delta or at DietSmoke.com.
And his other one is a hammer, but I'm gay.
Yeah, that's true.
I wasn't even...
Hammer, but I'm fucking gay. Yeah.
Hammer.
Hammer, I barely know her. Plus, I'm gay.
Plus, I'm gay, plus so I'm I wouldn't gay. Even hammer even if I did
even
know her.
Even if I did, because I'm a fan.
We all get it. That's very, very good.
So you're probably asking, what the hell is...
You do love the Give Phillips head screwdriver a lot, Adam.
I don't like it.
You love it. You don't like it. You love it. Don't fucking lie.
You're probably wondering, what the hell is Delta 8?
Well, I know I
am. What the hell is it? Well,
I know I was. I use the product a lot now.
Yeah.
Adam was Delta 8. And he said, no thanks, I'll take a guy instead.
Well, he was Delta 8 and he put it all the way up his ass.
He was.
And he put all eight up his ass. Oh.
And he said, it looks like I got a full house.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 400 men were in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Taking up every cubic inch.
Kings over holes. He's got a pocket aces.
Sorry, folks. There's cards on the television screen.
Oh, yeah.
You were sort of wondering probably where that...
Well, oh, no, I wasn't even looking at it. I was thinking of fucking Adam just calling him gay, but with dealing.
I see.
So what the hell
But really what we want to talk about is Diet Smoke, which is Delta 8.
Delta 8. Take it away.
You can bring balance
just
to your
kidding.
Day.
Just kidding. Okay. Delta 8. What is Delta 8 THC? THC that gives cannabis its popular and desired effects,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. getting you
blasting your shit off,
crunchy Gucci,
getting your gooch crunched up by some fucking weed, brother.
By weed to be prepared to watch cable all night. The THC because cannabis is popular in desired effects is technically called Delta 9 THC for all of our science fans out there. For all of our fucking...
For all the little Bill Nyes out there.
Yeah. Delta 8 THC, also natural to the cannabis plant, is simply less potent variation than the THC because Delta 8 derives from the hemp plant. It is highly gratifying and legal. So what they call this is a loophole.
Right.
About the size of an eye of a needle.
Mm-hmm.
And they have driven a fucking aircraft carrier through that hole to deliver you something that is technically legal. And that's not... That they use that word in the description as technically. They chose to use the word technically.
So hop in the cab of this aircraft carrier, folks.
Because we are going to war.
We are going to war with being sober.
What is hemp? The term hemp is used to describe cannabis that contains 0.3% or less THC. It's what sets the...
And real quick, sorry. In the episode, Bubba Fett... The two obese Texan gentlemen Star Wars action figures that are worth $9,000. Take it away, Nick. Sorry to interrupt.
Let's go back.
In 2018, the game-changing Farm Bill laid the groundwork for the explosion of popularity of CBD and Delta 8. Though a few states have banned Delta 8, most have not. Will diet smoke make me high? Delta 8 produces a similar yet mild effects to regular THC.
Yeah, it's mild, wink, wink.
Yeah.
It's not the same exact thing.
How many gummies should I take? If this is your first time using THC, start off with half a gummy. If this isn't your first rodeo, you should be fine starting with a whole gummy. It can take up to an hour to experience the full effects of diet smoke, so start slow.
Yep.
Let's see if they sent any copy.
Let's find out, folks. We're waiting with bated breath.
Die. Smoke.
Okay.
Copying Joey Levine, who's on the team.
Hold on, Adam. We're looking.
Right. I'm not saying it.
What is this? Super special.
We want to get the coffee right.
Sorry, I can't do this today. I have COVID. okay. Well, let's just say that this stuff is
really awesome.
The cat's pajamas.
Really good shit.
Delta produces similar and milder effects to regular THC.
We've been over that.
That's the main point, guys.
And they have two awesome flavors. They have watermelon.
Yes.
And blueberry, blue raspberry.
I take them together.
Personally. I'm a user. I'm a customer of this wonderful product, and I can say as somebody who's taken plenty of regular marijuana edibles.
How about George Customer Stanza? And he's like, Jerry, I'm at DietSmoke.com.
I'm at Diet Smoke, Jerry.
I'm at Diet Smoke.
I'm trying to get high, but a little less.
I'm clicking the shop button, and I'm clicking either blue raspberry or watermelon. So they got something for the girls and the college.
Whoa.
That's why is George Costanza
being racist? Because I'm one cool customer, Jerry. Non-prescription, perfectly balanced, 100% legal in most states. Enjoy with the peace of mind per section 297A from the 2018 Farm Bill.
One of my favorite sections of that bill.
I've read it.
I love knowing bills, dude.
Dude, yeah. One of my favorite fucking sections, bro.
Delta 8 metabolism. It's so funny because it's like you use this because you're like hopelessly addicted to weed.
Yeah.
And you need to just like
step down a notch.
Step down. It's like a guy with like 9 DUIs being like, is it okay to have a single O'Doul's?
Yeah.
Is it legal?
Dude, this isn't even that. This is fucking
weed.
No,
it's like, can I have
let's not even fuck around
let's
here.
Let's have 90% of a beer.
This is fucking... Look, as a guy who fucking takes weed and Delta 8, I use them interchangeably.
I hear it gives you a nice body buzz.
They ship to all U.S. states where Delta 8 is legal. We cannot ship to Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Delaware, Iowa, Idaho, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, or Utah.
Right.
So, if you're in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Nope, not Nebraska. They do not do
that. No,
not Nebraska.
Oklahoma, Texas,
Washington,
New Mexico, Washington, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that's it. I think that's it. Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota. Hawaii.
Hawaii, Alaska.
El Distrito de Colombia.
And how long will it take for my order to arrive?
Let me tell you something. All orders will ship the same day when placed before 2 p.m.
Wow.
2 p.m. is checking out time at the Delta 8.
At this Diet Smoke factory.
And after a long day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's time to go home and enjoy your profit splits as you're paid entirely in Delta 8 if you work there.
Right. It's time to just mail a bunch of basically edibles to children that can't get them otherwise.
The shipping times listed at checkout are estimates, not guaranteed. USPS usually takes 2 to 4 days, depending on location and time of year. So you're going to want to go to Delta.
You're going
to
want to do this as fast as fucking possible.
Diet Smoke.
Don't lose a fucking minute, motherfuckers. Yeah. Go to DietSmoke.com.
Run, don't walk.
Suck, don't fuck.
You're going to want to go to... here we go. This is the good stuff.
Oh, nice.
Feel free to riff the introduction.
Well, consider what we just did that.
That's the riff.
The message you're trying to convey is that sometimes you can't or don't always want to get super high.
Right. Right.
So Diet Smoke delivers.
And in that case, I love Diet Smoke.
This is the kind of stuff you want to eat like 9 or 10 of them before going to work. As an anesthesiologist.
Yeah. Because you don't want to get high on your own supply.
Yeah.
So you want something else to put you halfway asleep.
You want a separate supply. Their product is highly functional.
Yep.
Like a retarded person.
Exactly.
Like a bag of groceries. Who lives a normal life and has his own apartment where there's a key to use the oven.
There's a code that gets changed every day. His mom texts him but whenever he wants to make a DiGiorno pizza. This is key.
Otherwise, it's a normal apartment.
Highly functional apartment.
A key does not have access to activate the range. But everything else in that place, the blinds, the controls for the ceiling fan, have at it, pal. You're living a normal life. And their product is highly functional THC that comes in the form of a delicious gummy, similar to vitamins.
Almost exactly like vitamins.
Right.
Gummy and it's vitamins. Just as good for you.
Yeah.
In my experience.
You know what my problem with edibles is? They move into the fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
They blast their music.
Yeah.
They call me a gentrifier.
Right. We were here.
Even
first.
Though you don't even have the urge to open even, up no, a third no. coffee shop on the same block.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get so high, it can really be difficult to control, to dose it right.
I know that.
There's nothing
bro,
worse than being
me.
Baked out of your mind when you didn't plan on it.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me one time for one of the first times I ever did edibles. Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I had a gig in fucking Lorton. Remember Ramin's gig at the old prison?
No, I never did.
The Lorton Art House. It was a good gig. I was opening, I don't remember who the guy
was. It was a prison?
Yeah, it was a converted prison.
Snorton Lorton, that's what they called them.
And I had no, it was the first time I ever did edibles. I had no idea how high I was going to be.
Yeah.
So I only gave myself like, I gave myself like a 6-hour buffer.
Yeah.
Figuring like, it's weed. The shit doesn't kick in for 4 hours.
Right.
And when it does kick in, I'm in the fucking fetal position. I have to drive 1.5 hours to Lorton,
so
Virginia.
So scary.
Scared out of my fucking mind.
At night? Oh, my God.
At night. Back, I was high.
So scary.
High on stage. High driving back to Baltimore. I stayed still. High for like, it was one of the worst moments. It was one of the worst 12 hours of my life. Boy, do I wish that I had Diet Smoke at a time like that.
Yeah, just a little
bit. Because I would have been
less.
Just a little high driving.
Yeah. That's true. And let that be a testimonial.
Yeah.
Let that influence your guys' decision. 100%. To put in promo code.
Promo code. Nick?
Promo code.
RE slow gigabit speeds. What are they saying about it?
Do not read my searches.
4 centimeter penis normal?
Yeah. Yes, it is normal.
You use metric?
I'm just as surprised as you.
It is metric.
It is normal.
Sucking 500 kilograms worth of dick, normal?
4 centimeter P-O-E-N-I-S. No,
O-N-S.
That's not what it says.
No, that's how you spell penis. In metric.
Yeah. In Europe.
Figure out what the joke is and go with it. Don't know me.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were trying to get out of being gay by spelling a different word.
No, he was saying that he does have a small penis.
But it's European.
Oh, that chair is nice.
sorry, I wasn't paying
attention.
So
promo code Cumtown, correct? At checkout? Or Cumtown 20? I'm asking. Nick?
How dare you,
Why are you just staring at me silently right now? And then back to your computer.
Nick is giving Adam the death stare.
He looks mad.
Because...
What did
remember
I do?
Remember we talked about?
I thought we were trying to make good on this ad.
No.
That's a different
that's something
thing.
Something else.
God.
You're fucking up even worse. The reason we have to do it is because of you.
That's true.
They literally said it was
They singled
your
you
fault.
Out personally.
And they weren't trying to be funny either. They said, we looked at the data. These are
unquantified
scientists.
These are
Fauci's
guys.
He said that I was.
These are Fauci's guys. Straight from Tony's fucking lab. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, guys, if you don't like me talking on this podcast,
the studies all
you can
show,
buy a product or you can buy ad time for $5,000 and stipulate that I have to be silent.
You have to wear a mask.
You really could.
Adam is gay. Diet Smoke promo code Cumtown.
Honestly, 20. Yeah. If
I would be silent.
20% off.
That would be awesome, yeah.
I respect the sponsors.
Say it again, Nick. I'm sorry.
DietSmoke.com, promo code Cumtown, C-U-M-T-O-W-N, for 20% off. Delta Smokes, Diet Smokes Delta 8 THC gummies are not for use, sale, or use, for use or sale to people under the age of 21. So.
Yeah, I'm sure they're checking that real fucking strenuously.
Please use responsibly.
I'm sure there's a real fucking...
Oh, here we go. Because this is the question I had. And I bring this up every time because I forget. They call it diet smoke.
Right.
But smoke, zero calories. That's fucking... It's the opposite of diet smoke.
There's some irony in the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a little bit of cows.
They're low in sugar, fat-free, and delicious.
Oh,
you see that? So they are diet.
Which I kind of like because they're using real sugar. It's not... aspartame or
none whatever. Of that fucking ethanol shit, erythritol or whatever the fuck those
glycoline graphene oxide. What's the one in the vaccines that everybody's worried about? You seen that one?
mRNA.
I think that's kind of more the media you consume.
Yeah. I don't consume any media.
What are you talking?
I'm
about?
Not familiar with the story.
I don't have any media that I consume. I just look at technical information.
Hold on a second.
What is just a gay guy being like, time to beat off?
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Gentlemen, start your penises.
I did get in trouble in sixth grade for looking at going to tits.com on the computer lab.
Sex.com, tits.com.
And let me say, it worked for some reason. They were awesome tits.
Oh, it didn't have the school.
The firewall wasn't up for tits.com. I don't know how they missed that.
Remember sending people
to could have been one of the greatest hackers in history.
Remember sending people to penisland.com?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's a real pen company
now? Yeah,
that's
a joke.
That's
awesome.
Your
pen is our business.
Penisland.
We specialize in wood.
Oh, that's good.
Is it funny?
Can you actually get them?
Wood. Pen, because it is an advertisement.
That's still there. The best one, obviously, we've definitely talked about this, is whitehouse.com, right?
Yeah.
Remember that one? That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Hotel, motel, holiday.
My dumbass immigrant parents had no fucking idea.
Yeah. Oh, you got to check out this other website, Nick, lemonparty.org. You got to check it out,
That's
bro.
A really good one.
How about dolphinsex.penis?
Let's see what's there.
Charles Penis.
Dolphinsex.penis.
Charles Penis.
How about just good old-fashioned penis.com?
Chucky de la Penis.
David Penis.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, get that fucking diet smoke. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in the middle of another episode of Texas Storage Wars.
Penis.com. Casual sex, adult affair dating, or sex dating?
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to have an adult,
which one?
An affair with an adult.
This one is season one, episode one, Texas Sold'em, which I believe we already watched.
No, that was the prison guard show. Was
oh, you're right. You're
one.
Right. You're right. Which you guys will hear about on Sunday.
See, but these kids with their fucking streaming, they don't remember what it was like to just watch what was on.
That's so fucking you know? True.
And then to flip around.
I love the scroll. I love the flip.
Stav, you have one of those chairs, right? Those, what are they called? Steel case?
I don't.
Steeple touch?
I don't. What does that mean?
Nipple taste?
Nipple,
he
nipple
has a
clamp
nipple
chair.
Case.
Nipple chair.
I would love chairs made out of nipples.
Ah, vagina. I can't wait to see a pussy.
What's the best kind of office chair to get?
I think it's one of those ones, those steel case chairs.
Steel case, huh?
Those are
steel.
Good. I got a good one.
You do?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it? I know you got a deal.
I got it on eBay. I got a good deal.
Oh, you got it on eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah, steel case chairs.
Some dude in Texas found, like, I think, like a storage thing of...
I'm not big on comforts. I just got an old vintage tanker chair.
Tanker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of desk, too, right? Tanker
yeah.
desk?
Yeah, it's like those
big metal...
Big, yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. One of these.
Oh, interesting.
I got a Pollock chair. It's really nice.
Pollock?
I have this chair exactly.
It looks cool, but it looks like it would be annoying to sit in.
It is annoying to sit in. But you know what's also annoying to sit in?
Damn, bro.
My ass.
They're selling it for $2,700.
Your shot of Adam.
Sorry.
Wait, the chair you have?
Yeah, I got it for like $300.
Ooh.
Are you sure it's real?
It's
not,
real, yeah.
Not, somebody's rethinking that I'll never kill myself statement he made earlier.
No, he's going to sell his chair and get another one. That's what he's going to do.
The wolf of...
Damn, I'm so much higher for $2,000.
The wolf of the bank.
You're not going to sell it for
$2,000.
No,
I'm not going to sell it.
Lady of the bank.
This is the one I got.
Well, I'll tell you
oh,
what...
Oh, no, they're
I'll
selling
you
it
what
for
you can also
bucks.
Get is Blue Chew.
Oh, what's yeah. that?
Blue Chew is a type of chair for your penis.
Did you ever want your penis to sit in something that makes it hard?
Yeah.
Well, this is basically that.
BlueChew.com.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Is sex with chewable tablets right for you? That's weird. I'd prefer to have sex with a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Nick, what? You cad.
Yeah.
You absolute cut up.
I am a bit of a card. I will say I'm a bit of a jolly card.
Yes, BlueChew.com, folks. One
if you
of,
love sex.
It's Nick's second favorite website after gayporn.com.
After gayporn.com. And let's see.
Let's pull up
let's
gay
pull
porn.
Up.
No, don't get let's on the customer. don't harass anymore.
Start a little chat with the customer service department.
Well, you have to ask them if gay guys
Adam
can get it. Or
Freeland.
If it's only for...
Yes,
listener.
Adam Freeland uses
don't
real
do
email.
Don't do that.
Adam
come on. Freeland. Don't do that.
His email is Adam...
Don't do it. Don't do
it.
Don't come on. Don't put it in there. And that's not my
gmail.com.
You know 42 minutes and 50 seconds.
You know that joke Moshe Kasher does about like meeting Snoop Dogg?
No.
And then Snoop Dogg like goes to give him his email or whatever and there's people around. So he's like, you know, because he's like, yeah, let's work on something.
Yeah,
Snoop
yeah, yeah.
Dogg at Gmail?
Okay, yeah. I mean,
oh, sorry. I haven't heard the joke.
He's did it feel good? Did it feel good to reveal it?
To reveal the joke, but then ruin the delivery, ruin the joke.
You couldn't have just sat back. We knew where it was going. We're comedians.
Like, you know, it's like
we're supposed to know where it's going.
It's like somebody's bringing out a birthday cake for a like mentally retarded, terminally ill 4-year old. Yeah. And there's candles on it, and everyone's holding back the tears because they want the kid to think that it's a happy day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Adam walks up, sticks his finger in the fucking thing, and he goes, "Is this chocolate?"
That's exactly what you just
did. And he just eats part of it, and he's
sorry,
like,
"I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not very
I
good.
I said I'm sorry. All right.
Well, it is good.
I'm
everyone
sorry.
Was wondering whether it's good or not.
I apologize.
Is his email really snoopdogg@gmail.com? Is that really the punchline?
Yeah, he goes, but the room's crowded, and he leans in and
right.
goes, yeah, it's snoopdogg@gmail.com.
The Adam?
That's funny. I
would it have
that.
Killed you to do that? You see how I set that up?
Well, because I'm trying to be a fucking professional here.
God damn, God, this once again.
It's not even my joke you're interrupting.
Nick, that's why
I was interrupting it.
No, it wasn't.
I was protecting a fellow Jew.
No, it wasn't. You have no loyalty to anyone. Yeah.
I spoke to him and he.
Least of all Jews.
Least of all myself.
I spoke to him quite recently, 3.5 years ago.
He's a colleague.
And he said, one of my biggest regrets in life is hiring you. And it is a stain on my record. And the only way you can make it up to me is to make sure Adam never interrupts.
Just make sure you do a good delivery of my one Snoop
Dogg
joke.
Yeah, make sure Adam
on your podcast
never interrupts it.
And it's never interrupted.
I'm sorry.
And then we're back to square one.
I made
one.
An apology. It's a public apology.
It's over.
He said he's like, you're a racist. You're a misogynist.
No, he didn't say that.
You're untalented.
Nick. He's saying that to Nick.
But the one thing you do have... And I have to admit it, is integrity.
Integrity.
And I know.
And you're a man of your word. And I know.
I know when I say, please repeat my Snoop Dogg joke on your podcast.
Yeah. 4 years from now.
4 years from now. Please do not let Adam ruin the joke. And certainly don't let him sheepishly use our shared ethnicity.
Right.
To try and justify his fucking up of the joke.
His complete lack of conviction.
Hitler, where were we?
BlueChew.com.
Customer service. Hitler, Adam Friedland.
Hitler were... No, come on. Stop doing this.
Is there a promo code? Is there any kind of discount? Any kind of discount?
Do you have a
we're
promo code?
We're going to lose our sponsorship deal because...
Veterans.
That's a good question.
That also,
good
question. I lost my military ID. Terry, ID,
a good question.
And I can't afford another one.
This is helpful for the listener. You know.
And I can't afford another one. Okay, start chat.
Let's see what we got.
And this is at BlueChew.com, your home for made in USA dick chewables.
They That's got right. Tadalafil, Sildenafil.
Sildenafil and Tadalafil.
They're the active ingredients behind.
And you're wondering why are
Cialis
those names that fucked up? It's because they were named by the doctors who took the pills themselves and got their dicks so hard that their tongues swelled also.
That's so true. That's exactly what happened.
They got that.
Tadalafil.
Tadalafil.
Yeah, it was because their tongues were so
Teddy's
small.
Full.
It's that guy with his own apartment. He says, Tadalafil up the bathtub all by myself. Tadalafil up the bathtub all by myself. And they're like, that's right. Mitchell, make sure we put a key on the bathtub. Make sure we put another lock and key on the bathtub. I thought it was just a shower in there. Yeah. Maybe we should move him over to wet naps. Where did the shower go? You became more independent.
And once again, this is, if you think it's mean-spirited, this is about a scientist that came up with Blue Chews.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So get that.
Mean-spirited.
Shit, we got the Marco's Pizza head back. Yeah. Dude.
People call me retarded all day long.
Where is Marco's Pizza? Let me just search Marco's Pizza.
You know, here's the thing.
I bet you that you can't get it.
You know, let me make this rule right now.
Yeah.
If you want to get mad at people for saying retard, you got to be dumber than the person saying retard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, you're like, if you're smarter than me and you're getting mad at me for saying retard,
you haven't earned it.
That's you're punching
like,
down.
Well, it's not you're even punching down. That's like mean. That's like the whitest person in the world telling a mixed race person not to use the N word.
Because you're half. Halfway
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
That's true.
A mixed brain.
You're mixed brain.
I will vouch you are definitely developmentally disabled.
In some way.
In some way. Probably more emotional than intelligence, but you have something. 100%
U.S. licensed medical providers.
It's a headquartered in Toledo, Ohio.
Prescription consultation.
Marco's.
And it's actually the founder is Pasquale Giammarco.
You hop on a little
it's
Zoom
a real
chat.
Italian.
You pull a Jeffrey Toobin on
it's
him.
It's not no John Schlatter situation.
Well, yeah, but the current CEO's named Jack Butterack.
30 they or 45 milligrams sildenafil or 6 or 9 milligram tadalafil chewable tablets. Personally, myself, I go the 9 milligram tadalafil, and I double, triple up on them sometimes.
Yeah, you got... I mean, they're not going to like to hear this.
Yeah.
But you got to double up.
You got to double up?
Mm-hmm.
If only for the taste.
They and taste so good.
That's yeah. Nick's recommendation. It's not the company's. He's not. He's
no,
speaking
we're
for
speaking for ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Discreet shipping. That's the most important part. No. You don't want a box showing up at your house that says my dick doesn't.
Yeah, you're not going to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. You're not getting laughed at by the Indian lady that works behind the desk at the pharmacy.
Who's not that hot, but she has
Wait, here we go. They made this joke already in an advertisement they produced for themselves.
What the hell?
I can't see you.
There's a lot of visual gags, Nick. I don't know that...
Well, it's a guy, the Blue Chew's showing up in the mail and he can't wait. I thought it was different and this was advertising the discreet shipping. He's there with his girlfriend. She's like, I'll get the mail. And then I thought this guy was going to beat her to death to get to the mail.
Right, like, shut up.
She could see the Blue Chew pill.
You know I love mail, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I love mail.
Are the treatments offered on BlueChew.com FDA approved as part of the fact? The chewable treatments... have been granted emergency use authorization by the FDA.
Okay, so government's working for us. So finally.
While technically they are not FDA approved, they have, because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the desperate need to repopulate the United States of America to wage a ground war on the People's Republic of China.
We haven't committed to either side.
Oh, wait, we've got, by the way, speaking of war, looks like
two new messages. We apologize for keeping you waiting. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please leave us a message with your email address. Hey, could you please confirm that you are the patient? Yes.
And so we'll find out shortly if there's a veteran's discount.
He's defrauding them. You're not the patient.
Yeah.
That's true. You are the patient.
Yeah, they probably just looked up Adam's email and they know he's a customer.
Yeah, I've ordered it in the past.
That's all they do. Can you confirm you are the patient? I probably shouldn't be saying this part. That people could just be like, hello, customer service, can I change my address?
Anyway, guys, here's the deal.
That's all you have to do?
Here's the deal.
You guys just go hijack Adam's subscription?
You go to BlueChew.com, you put in the promo code
COMETOWN. How much does it cost? The $1 million question.
It costs
$1 million.
No, it costs nothing, and you just pay $5 shipping for your first month.
Plans start at $20 per month. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's like three Netflix accounts.
So, which we all have.
It's great. It's four.
Cancel Netflix. Cancel Hulu. Get your dick hard.
Mm-hmm. It's for Patreon accounts on patreon.com/cometown.
And then get back into torrenting, jack off to the Netflix shows you don't want to pay for anymore.
So true.
Plans start at $20 per month. Cometown or Cometown 20, the promo code.
It's one of those.
That you've been waiting for.
Your whole fucking life.
Mm-hmm. And you just pay the shipping on your first order.
Mm-hmm. So you get your first month free. $5, your dick gets hard. That's all. That's the math, guys.
Mm-hmm.
$5, hard dick.
Mm-hmm.
Who would say no to that?
Nobody. A fucking idiot would.
You know who would? Somebody with the gentrifying urge.
The gentrifying urge to open a third coffee shop. God damn. God, that is such a clean joke. It's right on time. It's viral potential.
Yeah, the meme has been, the urge meme has been going around.
The urge meme just started really picking up.
It just started. Yeah, you're getting in early.
The gentrification joke.
Oh, my God.
Gentrification is just kind of, that's a rich vein to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
And the coffee shop.
So, yeah, remember that,
Brooklyn,
guys.
Brooklyn coffee shop.
We're reminding you, please, please retweet and like Ian's tweet from... from January 14th
January
at 4:42 p.m.
Which says
right now, as of recording, it has 2 retweets, 27 likes.
27.
So he's doing numbers.
The gentrified
28 likes. 28 likes.
Oh wow, the gentrified.
He just got another one.
To open the third coffee shop on one block in Brooklyn.
Let's see who liked it. Let's shout them out because they're the early likers. At Castroholic, at Johnny Oroco.
Don't say people's ads.
We're thanking them for liking it.
Okay. anyway, let's see. So what's interesting, so Marco's Pizza was actually not really
until 2002 wasn't
a chain.
A chain.
Wow.
But industry expert Jack Butterack was
asked. How about
asked,
Marco's modern penis?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, my penis doesn't work because I'm a dog. I'm a dingo.
Yeah.
I'm a dingo and I live in a fucking pineapple under the sea.
I live in a pineapple under the sea.
My penis doesn't work.
I'm gay now.
And then his friend, what's his name? Dingo?
Filbert.
Yeah. No, that was the. Now, of course, you would know his name.
And he's like, yeah. I'm off to get my dick sucked by Adam. With his tool,
Filbert was a thinly veiled anti-Semitic trope.
Remember Adam's tool?
It was a turtle, I believe.
And you're gay.
And it spoke.
I can't see where a Marcos is, though. Yeah. Right, so where are they even at?
Well, they're buying national ad time during Storage Wars Texas, so they have to.
They've got
the thing is, we haven't opened a single shop yet, but we're trying to get the word out.
Wait, what did this?
So we spent $800 million on advertising, and now we're out of money. So I come to you, the Sharks, asking for another $800 million so I can pay off the debt to the advertisers and open a lemonade stand as to work my way up to opening the first pizza restaurant.
Oh, they have 1,000 locations.
Yeah.
Okay. It is exciting stuff. Wow, $14,000.
You know how you find that place?
On this story?
You go, Marco. And then they go
pizza. Now that's how you say the punchline at the same time, and you have a good time.
I just saw the Jewish guy in Storage Wars, Texas.
What do they say, pizza? What do they say, pizza?
Marco.
This was a good. Okay, to catch everyone up, this was a pretty lucrative
episode.
Ricky
Mo, and Bubba. Yeah.
Mo made $14,215.
Damn.
Oh, Lisa made zero.
Yeah, I should just go in the storage facility hustling after this shit fucking but the bottom falls
out.
Yeah,
this guy's a genius. This guy knows.
I have to switch to crack.
Damn, look at those shoes he got. Money's a little tight, so I'm switching to crack.
I'm switching to crack cocaine. Oh, dude, they fit
in. A different kind of diet smoke.
Wow, he's putting on high heels. This is me.
What the fuck is this guy
doing? This is me.
He's putting on high heels.
He got
that guy's got
storage.
Parkinson's too, right?
No.
Mo does?
Yeah, you see his handshake and all the fucking.
You know, I don't think he does.
He's like, wow, I found this. Yeah. No,
some people have a minor shake. I don't think that's Parkinson's.
The shake is not from Parkinson's. It's from the medication. It's called dyskinesia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Parkinson's is actually the rigidity of your muscles.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And when the full name of
now,
it
now, does
it
that
is,
make your dick hard too?
It's called tardive dyskinesia.
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
So you're telling me it makes every muscle in your body rigid except your cock?
I guess the cock's not a muscle. It makes it difficult to move. Yeah.
How about tardive dyskinesia? Have you heard of that one?
No.
I haven't.
Yeah. I always thought that was a funny name. They would come up on the TV. They said, have you been diagnosed with tardive dyskinesia after exposure to, I can't believe it's not butter?
Yeah. Oh,
what happened to that?
I don't know.
I guess somebody believed it and died.
I was a country. We were a country crock family in my house.
Well, that's not. I can't believe it's not butter. It was like margarine or something.
Isn't country crock margarine?
I thought that was just butter.
No, I think that
was also margarine.
Let's find
out. I forget what I bought. Land O'Lakes, I think, is what I bought before the.
That's butter.
Before Kerrygold was everywhere. I never used margarine. I always used butter.
In my family, it was called plant butter, which sounds like margarine to me.
Adam plants his butt cheeks on a man's cock.
That is so fucking true.
He's like, it's not. Let me just give your cock a smooch with my ass.
No, you're more.
Let me just plant a
kiss.
He's
trained his asshole to make the mwah sound.
I think the cock is the one that's being planted in the.
No,
ass.
No,
yes,
that's not the case.
No, Adam comes to the room.
What you're describing?
He's got his pants pulled down.
That is not
the guy sitting there, and he goes,
"The ass doesn't get."
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
He does say that. All of that is true.
A lot of people say. I have a similar vibe to Marilyn Monroe.
Mr. President.
No, they say you fucked as many guys.
No.
Anyway.
Powerful man.
Listen, tonight if you're in Houston, come see me. Tomorrow I'll be in Austin, Texas, then Addison, then San Francisco, Vancouver, St. Louis, Chicago, Burlington, Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta.
Also, stay tuned for my coming up Q&A, Adam Friedland tell-all
tour.
That's
speaking tour, a full hour. You can ask any question you want about Adam's life, and I am giving every
any detail.
Juicy detail. Yeah, anything I can think of will be. You have to sign an NDA when you come.
Sign NDA. Tickets are $150.
If I find out you're reselling the information later, I will have you killed.
Thank
by
you.
FFA soldiers.
I appreciate you at least protecting me in that.
So go to stabby.biz/tour and look, maybe as a late Valentine's Day present, you buy your significant other one of my calendars.
Yeah, and
yeah,
then,
it's February, but there's still 10 more months.
And also, folks, if you're in Boston, you can come see me this weekend at Hideout Comedy.
I feel like if I released a calendar, I would spend $10,000 to get them all printed. And then Joe Biden would be like, we're getting rid of March. It's not a year anymore. We're getting rid of it. It's not going to be a year anymore. We're doing a different kind of year. It's
big,
over.
Big government yet again.
Now I'm going to be president. We got 4 months now, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to be president for 15 years.
How much do you think Joe will live?
I can't imagine another 6 months. I truly can't.
Yeah.
I really don't understand.
It's maybe awesome. He's the only winner in this whole thing.
All right. Well, check out patreon.com/cometown if you want to hear the rest of this story.
Yeah.